The sixth parsha reina anochi naisin lefnechem hayoyim bracha klala that I present before you today, a bracha and the reverse of bracha. And the word hayoyim is there to teach us that every person has only that day and that hour and that moment. Tomorrow is a different day altogether. In order to explain this, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says in Parshas Vayechi, he quotes the Arizal, who says that a person's neshama is comprised of many nitzaitis, which are like holy sparks. According to the Arizal, basically, every element of life in the physical universe contains divine sparks that need to be released and redeemed and rectified to elevate them. And they're concealed in shells and klipa that prevent the shefa from coming out. And by doing mitzvahs, it breaks that mechitza and reveals those inner divine sparks. Like the Baal Shem Tov used to say, actually, that if you went to a far-flung place, you think you're there for a business trip or whatever it may be that you think you're there for. And in reality, you needed to take a drink of water from this particular place and make a bracha shahakal and elevate the sparks in that water. And this idea is of Hayoyim tells you that every day has its own nitzaitzis. Every day has its own things that they need to rectify. Now, in a year cycle, you have certain days that there are special times where you elevate things in a quicker way or in a more elevated way, like Shabbos, like Yontiv, like Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And if you miss that day, it's a lost opportunity. You can't make up for that day. Of course, tshuva is always accepted. But the concept is the opportunity has to be done that particular day. So that's what it means by hayoyim. Moshe was trying to tell us not to lose even one day, to value every single day. It's brought down, the Panimi Altair brings down a beautiful story, Rav Zelig Reuven Benges. He was a tremendous masmid, and he never wasted a minute. And he finished Shas many times. One particular Siyum HaShas, he was in an especially happy mood. And he went out of his way to prepare a huge Suda, invited many, many people. And it was a lavish, lavish, elaborate Suda. And his Talmidim asked him, why is this Siyum different than all the other Siyumim you made? You finished Shas Baruch Hashem many times. Why is this Siyum HaShas so special? And Rav Benges replied that this Siyum was for the Shas that I completed during periods of downtime. For example, waiting for a baby to arrive at a bris, or waiting by a wedding before the chuppah starts, or waiting over here, over there. And I always had a small gemara with me. And during those waiting periods, I used to learn. And because of I was mitzaref all those downtime, and I completed the Shas. And so that's the hayoyim. That's valuing every single moment of the day. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter used to say he had a he heard a big rayon from a tzaddik. He heard a tzaddik once took out an apple out of his pocket. And he said, look at this apple. It was not here before, meaning it's a recent development that this apple grew on the tree and it's here. And soon it will be gone forever. And imagine a man takes this precious apple that will never be here ever on this earth again and eats it without a bracha. He's destroying, missing the opportunity of the matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he does make a bracha and eats the apple properly with the right kavana, doing Hadaratzon Hashem, then he gets nitzchius with that apple. He gets Olam Haba with that apple. It's a hafladika thing. There used to be, it brings down from Moshe Yitzchak, the Kelma Malgit. He spoke in Bialystok, I think that's a town in Poland. And he gave a drasha like this. He says, imagine if the Bezin Shalmala would allow all those that are buried in the Bialystok cemetery a 30-minute leave, meaning they could leave their place of rest, come above ground, Chiyas HaMeisim, for just 30 minutes. Let's see what everyone's reaction would be. And he's Mitzayu, he says there's a mighty earthquake, and all of a sudden the earth opens up, and all these people come up with Chiyas HaMeisim. They know they only have a half hour on this world. their family members, the ones who recently passed away. So the family members were waiting anxiously to get a glimpse, to say hello, to embrace their loved one, to schmooze with their loved one, but it wasn't happening. The dead were running all over the place. They only had 30 minutes. The clock was ticking. Time was running out. They rushed to the Beis Medrash. They grabbed a Sefer, Gemara, Mishnayos, Chumash, Siddur, Tehillim, anything, as long as they were learning. And those 30 minutes went by quickly. And the relatives were waiting. Please, what, you know, don't you recognize me? But they weren't hearing. They're too busy hopping in that 30 minutes. And you hear them screaming, we have 5 minutes left. Hurry, hurry. So the Maggid said, looked at them. What about us? We who have more than 30 minutes, do we use our time properly? Or do we squander it? This is our only chance we will ever have. And this story, by the way, doesn't mean you ignore your relatives, by the way. That's a separate parasha. You have to, Ben Om L'Chaveiro is very important. Obviously, if you're narrow in timing, you know that that's the only time you have. That's a separate story, but that's part of living also. But the bottom line is you need to work on the Hayoim, on taking every moment as a precious moment and utilizing that time properly. Then it says that when you see among you a needy man, a poor person, one of your brothers within any of your gates in your land which Hashem gave you, and he says, Loi sa'amet es levavcha, v'loi sipkboi sesyokcha miyachicha evyoin. Do not harden your heart. Do not shut your hand against your needy brother. The Ebenezer explains on the pasuk Loi sa'amet es levavcha. He says you should not refrain from speaking kind words to his heart. That's what the Ebenezer says. When a person's poor, he suffers not just from financial loss. There's a lot of emotional pain connected with poverty. He could become very discouraged and broken. And we have an obligation to open our hearts to such a person. Talk to him with compassion. Talk to him with empathy. To go out of our way to speak words of encouragement to him. And we have to obviously help him financially when we could help him financially. It brings down interesting growth through Torah that Rav David Feinstein, who is the oldest son of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, he said his father never wasted a minute. Never wasted a minute. But if a poor or troubled person, or even a nudnik, took an hour to pour out his heart, my father could spare the hour. Could spare the hour. I just heard a story recently, like as follows. The Biana Rebbe, the one that lived through World War II. So he was a big masmid also, unbelievable tzaddik, big Talmud Chacham. So one night, it was Kol Nidre night, it was Yom Kippur night, and he finished his tefillahs and his we davened, and he was walking home. And as he was walking home, he passed by a Beis Medrash, which he didn't daven in, but he heard singing. And he looked in the window, and he saw that these older men, these Holocaust survivors, they were all, he was also one, those Holocaust survivors were, this was after they already finished Ma'ariv of Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur night, and they were staying afterwards, and they were singing these nigunim to give each other chizik. And the Biana Rebbe went into this Beis Medrash, sat down with them, and started to sing with them and stayed with them for a while, singing their nigunim and giving them chizik that way. And then Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach passed by also. He was also coming home from shul Yom Kippur night, and he heard the singing too, and he looked in the window, and he saw the Biana Rebbe singing these songs, nigunim, with these older people, and he was like shocked. Because he knew that the Biana Rebbe never wasted a minute. Here he was singing, like, Yom Kippur night, you know, you could, you daven, you say tell him, you learn. It's one of these special, special nights. And it's not necessarily a night for kumzitz, is to sing nigunim. So, but he didn't say anything. He looked out the window, he didn't say anything. And then he went home, Rav Shlomo Zalman. So, but before Sukkot, they knew each other, and he wanted to wish him a good yontif. So he made sure to meet with him and greet him and wish him a good yontif. And he asked him, he was curious. He said, you know, I noticed as I was walking back by Yom Kippur, and I noticed, I saw you were singing with these men. I just wonder what's shot, what were you doing? And the Bi'anu Rebbe said something interesting. He said that really that was not my plan. My plan was, and I do this all the time, is that after Yom Kippur night, I come home, open up a Gemara, Masechtas Yuma, many, many blot, and I finish the Masechta through the whole night. I finish Masechtas Yuma. That's what I generally do. But when I walked by this shul, and I saw the people inside, these older people, Holocaust survivors, Tzebrochen, they needed chizik. I sensed they needed chizik. They needed chizik. They knew who I was. So I went in there, and I sat with them, and I sat with them for a while, and gave them chizik. And I realized then and there that this Yom Kippur night, Hashkacha Pratis, Hashem wanted to show me that tonight this was my avoda. Normally, yes, normally my avoda was to finish Masechtas Yuma, the whole Masechta on Yom Kippur night. But here, this was my avoda now. And that's a real fascinating thing to understand, where in every matzav you're in, you know, this is part of the Hayoyim also, what we've talked about. I'm giving you today Hayoyim Bracha. Today I'm giving you a Bracha. Unique to today. And sometimes, Taka, that's what it is. Everyone has schedules, but sometimes you need to deviate from that schedule if you see that the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that way. That he's guiding you to do something. And to be Messiah with what the Chafetz Chaim says, that when it says Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teileichu, you should go Achrei. Achrei means a far distance. And the Chafetz Chaim says that regardless, it's teaching you that regardless of how far a person feels he is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should never give up hope. With all his powers, he should strive to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Pasuk says here, Acharei. Achrei, if you feel distance, nevertheless, after Hashem Elokeichem Teileichu, go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't be worried about the distance. Don't allow faults. Don't allow transgressions to hold you back to become closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A person feels sometimes discouraged and he believes he can no longer improve. And this belief that he can no longer improve very often becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy and he doesn't improve. But in reality, this is a sheker that the Yetzer Hara just wants to convince us by, to throw in yush, despair. And we need to remember the Chafetz Chaim's words here. Never ever despair. You keep your focus on what you can do in the present, and you become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chaim Sanz used to always say, he told someone that was, a Baal Averis, he was doing Averis. And he says, don't think that because you give in to your Yetzer Hara in some areas, you must be evil in other areas too. No. In whatever ways you can do good, do that good and overcome evil. The Yitzchak Levi Baditchev also explained, you try to be Mechazik, a person that was wicked, to convince him to change his ways. And he says, I'm envious of you, because if you repent and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a true Ahava, all your Averis are wiped out, and it not only wiped out, it turns into Schusim. I envy those chusim of that light that you're going to have if you do tshuva me'ahava right now. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we learn these lessons of Hayoyim to appreciate and value every single day and realize that it's a special day every single day to learn how to utilize every moment of the day, and you never know what you could accomplish, even a 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, and you make siddurim, you could accomplish a tremendous amount. And to remember to have rachmanis on poor people, not just by giving tzedakah, but giving encouraging words to them. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that usually Re'eh is coming into Elul and should be a ksiva chesimah tayyiva, a good kibbutz shiur for all of Klal Yisrael. A good Shabbos.